Hello, this is Dr. Finney, a wheelchair orthopedic and endoscopy cord on collar, Louis Duarte, date of birth 5/2/1953, date of procedure April 4, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Wiltordio, referring physicians, Dr. Gustavo Sosa. Procedure performed as esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is heartburn, common dysphagia, common bright red blood per rectum, common personal history of colon polyps, common surveillance colonoscopy, and screening for colorectal cancer. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy. We're all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedation for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care prior to well liberation. This video. Gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Period. Retroflex tubes obtained in the cardiocardial resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around on left lateral position. Digital rectal exam is normal. Period. Oral lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, second colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7,2-3-2, good prep. Period. Patient tolerated procedure well without any complications findings. At upper endoscopy, next line, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE and lichen planus. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 39, sorry, the Z-line was irregular at 39 centimeters from the pipe block. Comma, there was evidence of a grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Common biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation. And histology, next line, there was an approximately 1 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema. Diffusely common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body separately for histology and serolite H. pylori. Next line, there were 2 diminutive gastric body polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to DT portion. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum common last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polypum with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure sessile polypum with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polypum with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli throughout. Scattered throughout. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Patient is status post prior hemorrhoidal surgery. Comma scarring noted externally. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI BID for 8 weeks and daily following. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of early grade ulcerative esophagitis after above treatment. Next line, recommend anti-reflux precautions and avoidance of NSAIDs. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH. Next line. Recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.